Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, 811 Brock Hunter.
In the basement.
In the basement. Day number four of the morning show split. Obviously, Hunter's in his basement. You are grounded. You've been a bad boy. Bad baby. Don't worry, though. Hunter is not quarantined because he's sick. We just are doing our due diligence, if you will, during this time to just keep as few people in the studio as possible. Obviously, you know that that social distancing, 6 feet. You and I don't even sit 6 feet apart. So we're like, all right, let's spread it out. We'll make it work. And it's been all right so far. I think we've done okay.
Did you see that news station? It was all over the internet yesterday. They were interviewing people, but they taped the microphone to the end of a hockey stick.
I guess, have a little fun with it, I guess. You know, it's a serious thing, but if you can't find the funny stuff in it, we're just all going to go crazy. But anyway, let's take a quick look at your forecast before we get to your WTF today. Chance for some rain and thunderstorms. Thunder in the afternoon. Oh. High of 62. Tonight, more rain, more thunderstorms, staying into the 60s until morning, then falling near 40 near sunrise. So it's going to stay warmer today. Tomorrow, chance for some rain, sunshine later on, high of 60, then falling again to the mid-30s.
Spring is here.
It is here. It was definitely very spring-esque, because then Saturday and Sunday, a little bit cooler, but then it's warming up as we start off next week. So good, warmer temperatures, man. That's what we need. That's what we need. So, just watch out. It's going to be a little wet the next couple days here. All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie? FYI, too, their Customer Appreciation Day has been put on hold. We'll give you more information on that. But that was supposed to be coming up first part of May, but they're going to hold off on that. And again, we'll tell you more as we get more information. All right. Well, this is definitely one of the biggest WTFs we've seen in a long time. So a bunch of idiot spring breakers in Miami were interviewed, and they tried to explain why they're staying home. Here's some audio of a news station interviewing these spring breakers.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. We're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens. With the bars being closed, you know, we'll find alternatives. Unfortunately, it does suck.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break.
This virus ain't that serious. It's serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
Oh, my God.
Can't nuke our imaginations, bro. Oh.
Just I hate everyone in that clip. I know I was raised not to say hate. It's a terrible word, but I hate those people in that clip.
It's getting in the way of my partying, bro. I'm not letting this coronavirus stop me from partying, bro. No, I don't care, man. We might be endangering a few older people, but, man, you're going to hit the waves this spring break, bro.
Look, I got my puka shell necklace on. I'm going to be fine, bro. Oh, my God. Duh.
Yeah.
That's got Gen Z written all over it, for God's sakes. Look, I know it sucks, okay? But the fact that you're going to sit there and say, if we get it, we get it, not a big deal. You are the dumbest person alive. It's people like that that are going to keep this thing around a lot longer than it needs to be.
I mean, you know, the bars are closed, which sucks, bro, but you know what? We're going to make do.
We're going to make do. We'll figure it out. Look, I got bottles on top of bottles in my trunk. We're just going to party it up. Oh, my God. You can't get it on the beach, bro.
I wasn't tanning at the place for 2 months for nothing, bro.
Yeah, I didn't spend my hard-earned money to get this sweet tan to not show it off on spring break, bro. Coronavirus, whatever. The only corona I got to worry about is in my cooler, bro.
Oh, my God.
I hate all of those people. Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't say that, but for God's sakes, I hate those people.
I'm right there with you, man.
So dumb. So dumb. Believe me, I enjoy partying just as much as the next guy, but let's take a couple months off. You know, because of the virus thing. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show, 825. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Oh, good. I didn't know if you were back. That's the only scary part about us being in separate rooms is that you'll be like, all right, I'll be back in a minute. And I don't know if you're back or not until we get on. So
I'm back.
I'm back. I'm here. I swear to God. I swear to God.
I really could just take it with me. I could do the show from the shower. I could do it from the bathroom. I could do it from the hot tub even.
You haven't done it from the hot tub yet, have you?
I haven't gotten an approval from Terry, so I don't think he wants the iPhone around the hot tub.
Knowing you, you'd end up dropping it in the hot tub.
What are you talking about? You already got one stolen or broken or something, didn't you?
Excuse me, sir. I've had two stolen, so shut up. No, only one was stolen, but that wasn't my fault. That was those garbage people in Ohio. God, I hate Ohio so much. So much.
So how are you doing the studio, man? Are you kind of jealous that I get to do this from my house?
You know, I am and I'm not because my motivation, it keeps me going here. And I remember reading somewhere like people saying like, hey, if you're working from home, here's a good tip is like do your normal routine. Get up, you know, brush your teeth, get dressed and everything. Knowing me, if I was working from home, I wouldn't do any of that. I'd be probably in bed. I'd be doing the show from in bed and it wouldn't work out, man. So it's probably better that I'm coming in because my motivation level would be non-existent.
The way I have it set up here in the basement, I have to get up and I have to sit up and be attentive because I know if I did set it up around the couch or anywhere where I could doze off, not that I get tired in the morning because it is routine, but still, it's just like, man, there's so many temptations around here.
It's easy when you're in a recliner, though. When you got me in the studio yelling at you, it's a lot easier to stay awake. But if you're in a nice, cozy recliner, it doesn't work out as well. So, yeah, we're making do. And if anybody's wondering why maybe things do sound a little bit different, maybe if you just are catching the show here after a while, Hunter is in his basement. We're taking the precautions, and it's a little different. There's that little delay that we're kind of dealing with. But for the most part, I think about how fortunate we are for technology that we have nowadays. You imagine if we had to do the old reel to reels or anything like that? Oh, it'd be a nightmare.
Do it over the phone. Yeah. You know, like I said yesterday, they were doing it on ESPN because a lot of the writers are staying home or people that have on are staying home.
Yep.
Even the delay on TV is actually worse. They had to like cancel a couple, talkback sections because it just didn't work.
Just didn't work. We're crushing it though, buddy. I think this is probably some of the best radio ever done.
You're damn right.
Ever done. And speaking of that, if you do miss anything during the show, you can always check out WIRX.com, our podcast page. We had everything on there. After show podcasts, we're still able to do. So check it out, man. We're going to try and keep as much audio and stuff to entertain you while maybe you're stuck in quarantine. Or you know what we should do? We should do like a lesson for all the kids being homeschooled. Should we do like lesson plans and teach them stuff?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Learn something from us. Good idea.
Today, children, we're going to tell you how to fold a dollar bill properly so a stripper can pick it up with their butt cheeks.
Yeah, we'll teach them all just the juvenile things of life.
Today, children, we're going to teach you how to properly shotgun a beer. Like, I mean, I think we could do some really good Plan B morning show lesson plans.
You don't want to tap on it a few times and make sure it's one that hasn't been shooken up.
Always make sure that you have the tab facing the opposite direction of your face.
It's the lift, dip, and pull.
It's so stupid. Today we're going to teach you how to do a bump of cocaine off a stripper's ass. No, what? Jesus.
Terrible.
No, we're going to skip this lesson. We're going to be back in a few. Stick around. Hey, good morning. 6:36, Brock, Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, there we go.
Oh my
there we
gosh.
Go.
Every single morning.
Well, because I have it off because otherwise it's on in the background, the headphones. Because we got like headphones all over the place in here, so it makes a weird sound.
Yeah.
Sorry, we got it now, though. We got it now. Hi, Hunter.
Today sucks.
Well, it's just started. It's
I
only
hope you
8:37.
Guys are having fun.
We're actually having a pretty great morning.
I am not.
It hasn't been bad. It's been all right. So I mean, not now, but it's okay. We'll get
it's
through
fine.
It.
I'm just putting out fires since about I don't know 6:30 this morning. So I'm trying not to put anyone else in a bad mood. So I'm going to try and turn this around.
Well, look, it's the first day of spring. Let's hear. Here's some good news.
Debbie Downer.
Yeah, Debbie Downer.
Okay, Debbie.
Do I have that slide whistle so we can have Kiki, like, I'll say something and then Kiki Downer will just wreck it, and then I'll do the slide whistle.
We want the Debbie that does Dallas, not the Debbie Downer.
Yeah, exactly. Debbie does Dallas, not Debbie Downer. So much better. Anyway, well, we hope we can cheer you up just a little bit here for just a few moments before you go back into it. So
challenge accepted.
I'm trying to think of something good I can tell you.
No.
I don't know if there is anything. There's not that much.
No.
Hunter, do you got anything?
I got nothing.
Dead silence.
Thanks, guys.
We're doing terrible at this pick-me-up. I got the camper back.
Yeah,
I told Brock the other morning we got some Bud products here in the cabinet.
Oh yeah,
start drinking.
Just start drinking. There's a bunch of booze up there.
Oh, I will.
Just start drinking. Just see what we got up in there. See, aren't you glad we aren't clean?
There's nothing in here.
There's nothing in there.
No.
You know why? Guess whose fault that is?
You drank it all.
It's no. It's
you
Kiki's
have been drinking.
It's Kiki's fault for making us clean the studio. See. Actually, check down below. Check down below. I think there's something down below.
I think Chris Harry just passed. He was just honking.
Is there anything down below?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh,
all right. I'm going to have to.
Constant disappointment.
We thought we had her for a second, but we ended up ruining it. We built up her expectations, and then they just came crashing down. Okay, well.
All right, Kiki, if you go behind the cabinet, there's a bong.
Yeah, there's a bong. There's a bong behind that sign over there. So, did you just break your headphones?
Yeah. What is happening?
Damn.
Oh, no.
It's a path of destruction.
These are my new ones.
Oh, no. Yeah, those are the ones I just bought you.
I know. My leg hit the cord and it ripped it out. Now it's all bent and broke. And when I plug it in, there's like, it sounds like you guys are whispering.
Oh, my
Kiki,
God.
Your first day of spring is not going well.
It's first day.
You have to hold it in.
Just be careful. Put your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Whatever you do.
I think you just need to go home.
I think you need to go back to bed.
Just go home.
Over.
It's fine. It's fine. We'll take care of whatever we need to take care of today.
I don't want to cry.
Go throw on some Lifetime.
Let it out. It's okay. It's okay to cry.
No, I'm not going to cry.
Big girls don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
This is BS. I want to cry. All right. Well, we did a terrible job of cheering you up. But how about we do stand up for a minute? That's always funny.
That can be funny.
That can be funny.
Who is it?
Rob Hayes. You know who Rob Hayes is?
I don't know him.
Okay, well.
Oh, no. Didn't he pass away?
Yes. Oh, Rob Hayes. You mean the comedian who's dead? No, he's still alive, and he's going to make us laugh right now. We'll be back in a few, hopefully.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Corona Busters.
Corona Busters. Good morning, 8:48. Brock, Hunter.
Good morning.
The lovely Kiki. Did you get some headphones?
Yeah, hello.
All right, there we go.
Sorry, I was testing it.
All right, try not to break those, okay?
This.
No, you broke the actual part of your headphones.
This isn't really sticking in anymore.
No.
Did you get it from like five and below? They were like $5.
They were. I got them from five below. So I'll get you a new pair. Is that right?
Get her like three new pair.
What?
Because they're going to fall apart in 2 weeks.
What did I say wrong there?
Nothing. I'm just sitting here. Oh my gosh.
Don't even. All right, let's do dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, camper insurance. I just got my camper back. I know it doesn't seem like we're going to be out anytime soon, but we will be. You want to make sure that all your fun summer toys are covered. Chris has got great options for you. Call him, get a quote, and get your stuff covered. Get yourself covered. It's the smart thing to do. Go see him. Chris. Good God. Good God.
Damn, Debbie Downer.
Everyone go back to bed.
I'm just going to have to quarantine her for like a week. This is what you need.
Is it by chance? By chance. Is it that time?
No.
Yeah, you on your period?
Thanks,
damn, it's
guys.
Not even that time.
No.
I should just lean into that and say yes.
Yeah, that would make more sense if it was your period.
No, because it's other people. It's not me.
I'm pretty sure when you're on your period, it's always other people or it's you. Everything. I don't know. It's a whole mess. It's a mess.
I think you guys should stay out of that topic.
No problem, lady. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do. Oh, here we go. Hot boxing.
Okay.
Hot boxing is when you smoke and you raise and you pull. Oh, no, wait. That's not it. That's a different kind.
Did you just hot box before you came here?
You put the windows up. What's that called, Hunter?
It's when you're 17 years old and you're sitting in your buddy's Ford Ranger and you think you can roll up all the windows and smoke a whole cig.
Yeah, well, no, not okay.
By cigarette, do you mean a bowl of weed?
No, we did it with a cig for some reason.
Isn't that a hot box?
You guys are right. Yeah, it's any place that is small and confined to help maximize the effect of the smoke. I don't know why you do it with a cigarette.
That's gross.
It's when you roll down the window of your hoopty and a bunch of smoke rolls out.
Your hoopty? Hoopty's a hoopty, son.
Isn't it also called a hot box when, like, you have flatulence and you roll up all the windows?
You can say fart. Just say fart.
I wanted to be classy broad. I wanted to be a classy broad.
Not on this show. You keep that for...
It's when you toot.
It's when you have a little tutor frog.
Yeah, when you tutor frog and then and you roll up all the windows. Isn't that hotboxing a fart?
No.
So can you hotbox anything as long as you roll up the windows?
And no.
We do it
to the studio
space?
All the time.
Yeah, that's true. We
hotbox
it. No, that's a Dutch oven. When it involves flatulence, that's
Dutch
a Dutch oven.
Got
yeah.
it.
Which I don't know how the Dutch got the short end of that stick. Yeah, go ahead.
The other night, so you're talking about the Dutch oven. I had a glass of milk before bed the other night.
Oh, why do you do that?
Ew.
Why do you do that?
I was thirsty and I like milk.
Your body doesn't, though.
I know, and it was bad. It was really bad, so bad. Dude, I'm serious. My wife puked. She puked up a pepper through her nose.
Oh, my God. You're the worst. You are the worst.
She had to take the covers and wash them. I was freezing. I'm like, what? Where's the cover? She's like, I had to wash it because you made me puke.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it. A Dutch oven can be quite lethal. It can
you
be.
You are disgusting.
Did you
know it was coming and you did it on purpose?
No, I think I was sleeping and I just kind of, you know, one of the
but he did though. He knew exactly. Hunter does that because he's done that sometimes in the mornings. Okay. If his body does not react well to dairy products.
Right.
So when he has a big old hearty glass of milk.
When I'm sitting there just staring at you, just you know what's going on.
I know
on.
Exactly what you're doing. Yeah. No, I've been with you for 4 years. I know everything and it's terrible. It's awful. That's completely off topic. We're talking about hotboxing. Example, Hunter is hotboxing in his basement during the Plan B morning show. There you go. That works.
I can't even see the microphone, man.
Just feeling around.
Where are the
man.
Cats?
Speaking of that, that video of the guy, and I don't know if Kiki's ever seen this. There is an amazing video. This guy takes one of those big, remember that that yellow shop fan that I had?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they hook up a bowl apparatus to the intake of that shop fan.
Oh my
and they fill
gosh.
It with like a pound of weed. The guy takes a torch, lights the weed, and then just hot. This smoke, I got to show you the video. The smoke
is hilarious.
Tremendous.
It's instantaneous.
Wow. It's nuts. So, all right, there you go. And I'm sure there's some people hotboxing during this quarantine. So not a bad way to do it. You get the most bang for your buck. There you go. That's your dumb vocabulary. Gross.
The screaming yellow Hummer.